This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People still, is Ozempic still sweeping the nation?
I don't know.
Is that still a thing, or have we figured out that's killing people yet?
I'm not sure about that.
Twitter thinks that Nurk is on Ozempic. Nurkic, he's lost a lot of weight this offseason.
He got the Ozempic face.
That's what they're saying.
So anytime anybody loses weight.
Yeah, it's like Ozempic.
Quickly.
Yeah. Quickly. And they have the sunken in.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Cheekbones.
Yeah. I just have a sinking feeling. In a couple years, mark my words, we're going to find out that stuff's up. That's not good for
it. It'll be like Teflon.
Yeah. Something's going to happen. But I just hear so many horror stories on that thing. It's like, yeah, it makes me feel really nauseous and have an upset stomach all the time, but I'm losing weight. Yeah, because you're not eating. And then, like, there's another one where it's like you're losing muscle mass too.
What does it do? Like, just suppresses your appetite?
That's the thing. I was asking my doctor about it because so many people want to do it. And he's like, I don't know if they are 100% sure why it works.
But it's a drug for something else, though.
It's a drug for, like, diabetes.
Oh.
I think it's a diabetes drug. But then people without diabetes are just getting their hands on it. And, like, everyone wants it because, like, you know, the magic pill. If you ever figured out, it's like the Viagra thing. If you figured out how to give someone a boner, someone hair, someone bigger up tops, or lose weight, like you made a gajillion dollars. And I don't think that's what Ozempic started out, and what the other one is, what the semi-glutide thing or whatever. I think that's what the generic is. But they're just, everyone and their grandmother wants it. Even people that aren't really that overweight. They're just like, what? I can lose 20 pounds? And it's like, I don't have to diet or like do anything. I can just take this drug. You're like,
That's it. Right there, as long as it's easy.
Yeah.
So far I've got 5-1 count fantasy football winning versus your team in the Super Bowl. 5 say they want the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And only 1 sellout Seahawks fan says he would take the fantasy football championship money.
Well, there's another one that says, I don't really have a team.
Yeah.
He just plays fantasy football, so fantasy all day.
Well, I didn't count him because he doesn't have a team.
Yeah.
So it's 5-1.
Well, that was kind of my point.
In a very
unscientific poll. But that's what I was wondering. How many of those people that play fantasy football don't have diehard teams anymore because they just follow football?
It's just another reason to love the NFL.
Yeah.
Another reason to get into the NFL. You don't even have to have a team.
I mean, if I played fantasy football, which I don't, I would take it because I don't have a team that I...
Samesies.
Yeah, I don't have a team that I particularly root for. Right now, I would say it's the Lions because I love me some fighting Dan Campbells. But, like, if Campbell gets fired a year or two from now and the Lions have a completely different team, I'm not, you know, like, go Lions. I really enjoy the sports free agency. I love that about football is that I have the ability to kind of drift and float. You're like, oh, that's a fun story over there. It's easy to get behind.
So how do you feel about celebrity endorsements when it comes to presidential candidates?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm fascinated that anyone would make their decision based on who The Rock likes. But people make their decisions on who they're going to vote for way dumber reasons than a celebrity. I mean, they just do. Like, I don't... He seems untrustworthy. What about him? I don't know. It's something about his eyebrows. Like, we just, very few people from a percentage standpoint actually make an informed judgment. So I suppose a celebrity endorsement's just as good as any other reason.
Well, you have Taylor Swift out there.
Yeah, the Swifties.
There are some others. But this one I thought was really funny because, well, to your point, like, what? These guys are endorsed? Like, do we really need to know who these guys are voting for?
Yes, we do.
And it is none other than Violent J from Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, all right. Those guys are still around?
They got to tell the Juggalos what to do.
Hey, those Juggalos, man, get out and vote.
There are a lot of Juggalos, I found out.
Yes.
And apparently, it's a big deal what these two clown-faced guys say.
Really?
You got to earn the Juggalo vote.
I'm guessing, and this is just...
So do you know who they picked?
I don't, but I'm going to take a guess, because Eminem who is he feuds with the Juggalos.
Oh, okay.
Eminem and the Insane Clown Posse, they're both from Michigan, Detroit, and they hate each other. So Eminem spoke at the Harris rally the other day. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that just based on that is it Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J?
Violent J and...
I think it's Shaggy 2 Dope.
Is that it? Okay. Look at you. You know you're Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. I think.
It doesn't say it on here.
Just Violent J?
Violent J.
I'm guessing that they're going Trump just because Eminem is Harris.
They're not.
No.
Nope. They are, Violent J has endorsed Kamala Harris.
Do you want that endorsement?
For president.
I don't know. But hey, well, kudos to the Eminem and the Insane Clown Posse for finding some common ground.
I mean, what? Like, Insane Clown? Like, did you really need to release that?
I mean, I don't.
And now it's making news.
Well, we're talking about it.
Well, it's because it's so absurd.
The Undertaker came out in favor of Trump.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you could tell that when on the Vince McMahon.
Well, that's because Trump went on his podcast, right? Or I guess maybe he was going to do that
well,
anyways.
Well, McMahon is a Trump guy. Vince, right?
His wife was in the Trump cabinet.
Yeah.
His wife was like the small business secretary.
And if you watch that,
secretary?
If you watch that Vince McMahon documentary, which is really good, on Netflix, I think.
Yes. I did finish that, by the way. It's
really good.
It's jarring.
Yeah. One of the... Well, there are several Vince McMahon... advocates in there, and the Undertaker is the main one.
Yeah,
like he loves Vince McMahon.
Yes,
so that doesn't surprise me.
No, yeah, he's a Trumper. Look, it is kind of funny, not that this means anything at all, because who cares? But it is kind of adorable when the Trumpies try to roll out their celebrities versus the left. They have everybody.
Didn't they bring Antonio Brown out in Pennsylvania?
Yes, Antonio Brown.
Yeah. No way.
Yes, Antonio Brown spoke.
Who has he has a whole Twitter thing where he nominates the
honky or cracker,
of the day, and he's like, I'm so happy to be out here for the cracker of the day, Donald Trump. Like, I mean, yeah.
Is this all real?
It's real.
This is real life.
Antonio Brown spoke at that rally. And so it's like, so they'll be like, yeah, well, they may have Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Bruce Springsteen, a bunch of no talent ass clowns. We have Ted Nugent and Kid Rock. And you're like, what? Like,
they had Amber Rose too. Remember that?
Yeah. It's just, it's weird.
Whoa.
Like, just, you don't have any of those people.
Yeah,
you'd
who
be
cares?
Like, you know, you can't roll out. You can't roll out dog crap and be like, look at what we have. Just be like, yeah, we don't need celebrities. Like, that's you, Scott Baio? Like, what? Like, if you pull up to like a car show and someone's driving like a 7 Series BMW and you roll up in your Pinto and you're like, what's up, bitches? Yeah, you may have that, but check out this. Like, you can't do it. Just don't compare. It's not a big deal.
If it's not an arms race you can win, don't run the race.
Yeah. Amber Rose, Antonio Brown, and The Undertaker? I think the only one that I've seen is who's the Dennis Quaid. He seemed like a fairly reasonable guy. I was like, all right, that makes sense. Dennis
Not
Quaid,
if he's anything like Randy.
Well, Dennis Quaid has never struck me as like, oh my God, like Dennis Quaid. So at least you got that.
Well, and you have... who's the Angelina Jolie's dad?
Oh, John Boyd.
He's a big...
Yeah, there you go. You got Boyd.
You got him.
That's
and then
fine.
There's another one, too.
Well, they're running out Danica Patrick a bunch. Have you seen what Danica Patrick's been up to?
She's looking good.
Dude, she's got a podcast where she's talking about reptile people and...
Oh, yeah, we played that audio.
Yeah. Dude, Danica Patrick is insane. Like, she believes that there's alien, like, reptile overlords, and they're, like, wearing human masks and... She's all down this rabbit hole. And now you're rolling out her. It's like, whoa.
Kelsey Grammer, I think, is... Well, he's Republican. I don't know if he's a Trump guy, but...
So, I mean, it's...
So, in the last month, Trump's got Dennis Quaid, Harrison Butker.
Oh, see, there you go. Again, at least you got a, you know, he's
Danica,
NFL guy.
You mentioned.
Relevant. Just seems odd that you're scraping that barrel real, real thin, and then you're trying to make it seem like those people.
Yeah, Kane and The Undertaker.
Yeah, just... your response should be like, it's a bunch of leftist, liberal, hippie Hollywood crap. Screw those guys. Not, well, you know what? Bunch of no-talent people over there. Look who we got. Heck yeah, that's a rough. That's
Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. So
Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown should not be speaking at anyone's event. It's like one of the worst human beings.
He's the ultimate loose cannon.
He's such a moron. Oh, no, maybe Danica Patrick.
All right.
Go listen to some of the stuff that she's been spouting lately. It's terrifying.
Well, let's spout some new music.
Do we have to?
We do.
It's actually political in nature.
It is, yep. There is a statement with Motley Crue's new single.
Boy.
The song is called Canceled.
I saw them on a farewell tour like 15 years ago.
Not so fast.
They're back.
That's next on The Fan.